views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour to experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you are listening later. I've been using this radio show to show people how easy it is to shift out of what seem to be major problems or situations in all areas of life, and how easy it is once you identify the problem energetically, how you can shift it. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. My guest today is Leroy Maloof. He is a powerful life, business, and energy coach who teaches others to take charge of their own health and well-being. He is committed to assisting clients in creating significant breakthroughs and sustainable improvements in their lives. Leroy works with clients in person and on the phone and Skype for individual sessions. He teaches the Positive Power of Being Neutral teleseminar to enable clients to experience a deeper ease of living. Leroy and I met about 7 years ago, and we have been working together ever since. Are you there, Leroy?
I'm here. Thank you.
Hi. It's so good to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's great to be on the call again.
You and I were talking about what we wanted to share today on this radio show. And, you know, we were discussing about opening up the heart. There's been a lot of events on this planet in the last couple of weeks that have been quite challenging for a lot of people. A lot of my clients are saying that they are stressed out. And you and I kind of wanted to address that today. And so I'm going to give the floor to you. And, go for it here.
Okay. A couple of things. In working with a number of clients last night, we had a call. It turns out that they had been feeling really down over the last couple of weeks, feeling helpless to do anything, and somewhat depressed, and had been doing some work. I explained to them, first of all, that there is a very beautiful consciousness, a peace, a love, an energy. I mean, we've known, many people have talked about how Aquarian consciousness is coming in and actually has already arrived in a way for those who are open to sensing it. What I was getting is, it's even at a higher level of consciousness than I realized. And it's like this wonderful presence. And it's full of love and peace and consciousness. So first of all, I wanted to remind people that this vibration is happening in spite of all of the negative things we are hearing and seeing and experiencing. And a second thing, and this was a topic, as it turns out, very appropriate for this call. I've been helping people to consciously come back into the place in their heart of unconditional love. And what's happening is, you know, a lot of people say, you know, believe in unconditional love. They've heard for years, we love ourselves, love others, etc. And the difficulty is that there have been so many subconscious, non-conscious, sometimes conscious experiences that tell them it's not safe to do that. For example, when a loved one molests someone when they're young or later, what the person is experiencing is that love hurts. And when that goes on long enough, then they begin to say, again, subconsciously, love is betrayal. And then a variation that happens when the person opens up to someone, either a relative or someone they love, and they get hurt, they say, love makes you vulnerable and you'll get hurt. And so there's these past experiences that come not only in this life, but from past lives as well, where what people are learning is that, and I say learning, unfortunately, this is part of the learning that our energy goes weak to, that you can't trust exposing yourself to unconditional love.
Yes, that comes up. Definitely. It's kind of like the human condition, wanting so badly to be loved. And then at the same time, being afraid of that in case it's taken away is what's coming up weak for me. And also, you know, we talked about, you know, your subconscious and unconscious minds, you know, like being in a place of fear. Do you want to talk just a little bit about that?
Well, the fear is another outgrowth of this, because when they've had these experiences, they're afraid to take that step again. Now, one of the things I thought we would do, because the call is archived, I thought what you and I might do is to do an energetic clearing for anyone on the call or anyone who listens to it in the future, that let's clear as though we are in person, and let's see, let's go through past lives, ancestors, and let's experiences.
All right. That sounds like a really good plan. We do have a caller that's waiting to talk to us. And so we'll, you know, when we come back, we'll address this caller first. And then I love the idea of doing that, putting out this energy. And I just wanted to explain, like, that, you know, you and I have been working together a long time. And when we work together, when we're talking, we're actually picking up energetic weaknesses. And both you and I felt that at this time, there was a lot of people right now that are feeling this fear and this unease. And that's what we wanted to address on this show, is for people listening now, listening later, that we can kind of smooth out those rough edges a little bit. So that people can go to their hearts and really feel the love that really is there. And, you know, this is, you know, what our plan for the day is. And so when we come back from this short break, we will take this one caller that we have on the line right now, and then we will address a group shift. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. When we return, we're going to share more ways to shift energy. Call in if you want to make some shift happen. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with me. health. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Leroy Maloof. Leroy, before we continue, just share your contact information because I just wanted people to be able to reach you if they want to.
Yeah, thank you. Website is EW, B as in boy, P as in Paul, .com. Email Leroy, L-E-R-O-Y, at EWBP.com. Phone number is 508-375-6452.
And you also, I just wanted you to mention that you have a book out, and just tell us about your book.
I published a book about 2.5 years ago called Knowing and Living Your Purpose. And one of the reasons I published it was that I felt like it took me far too long to get to the point where I was continually getting stronger to life every day. And I decided I didn't want it to take others that long. So that's why I published the book. That's why I teach people how to do this, why I work with individual clients.
Yes. And you know, this is really very beautiful, the work you do. And I just want to say, you know, anyone that wants to, that's feeling, that they have a problem right now and they would like to have some strong insight, you can call in at 1-800-930-2819. We do have a caller on the line, Delaine from Ross, Alberta. Are you there, Delaine?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm all right, thank you.
All right, what can Leroy and I do for you today?
Well, I'm concerned about my son. He was in a vehicle rollover in May of 2014. He was 44 years old, and he broke his neck. The surgery went well, and he has pins and a titanium plate in his neck. But 2 years later, his mobility is lessening, and arthritis is setting in. He's working with an occupational therapist to determine, you know, what would be helpful, like aquatherapy, chronic pain management, just some physical tools. But he's not able to turn his neck completely around very far, and his arms and fingers never retain the full feeling.
Okay.
He's had to change, occupations and so on.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm picking up a lot of energy around this. So just want to, first and foremost, I like to get kind of a baseline for how people, like how much it's bothering you when you see your son like this. And because we're going to use you as kind of a conduit. I would like to get a number from you just because it's easiest so we can kind of get a feel for it. And so on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like it's the absolute worst, where are you?
I'm probably in the 9 range.
Yeah, okay. So Leroy, what are you picking up here?
Two or three things. First of all, there's a lot of trauma from about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 25, 30, my goodness, from 30 past lives. There's karmas from 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, about 40 to 50 generation of ancestors. First thing we want to do is go back 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, about 31, 2, 300 years. And we want to clear all the root causes for the traumas, the karmas, the relationship issues, the nervous system issues, the mobility issues. We want to clear all those root causes before they ever show up for any of the ancestors, any of the past lives, and particularly this life. And so we're going to like hit the delete key on his brain's computer to clear those away. And then we're going to reprogram to the true self, the higher source of who he really is. And we're going to apply that also for all the past lives and ancestors. We want to get them strong for the full timeline from then back, coming forward to now. That's weak. I can see why, because of each life brought additional trauma. So let's get them strong.
Mm-hmm.
Him and all the other ones strong from then to now, from now to the future. They don't want to go to the future either. Let's get them strong from now to the future, and then from the future back to now, and now back to the past.
Yes, and how old did you say he is? And when this accident happened?
He's 46 now, so he was 44.
44? And
yeah.
Where was he going?
Yeah, he was coming home from work. He was a passenger in a vehicle.
So he was not the driver?
No.
Okay, so we want to, I'm just picking up some karma there between him and the driver. How
yes,
was the driver?
There's been a little bit of tension between them now because the case is ongoing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that's coming up. Leroy?
Also, I'm picking up karmas between him and the medical people who treated him and operated on him. So we need to get him strong to all medical personnel. He's weak to medical personnel, hospital, visiting there, all the rules, everything about insurance. So we need to just get him strong to every aspect and positive about being helped and supported by all manner of people who are helping directly plus supporting afterwards. Let's get him strong to all that.
There we go. And there's also coming up, what I'm feeling is that this inability to turn his head all the way, it's coming up shoulder checking.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of like, you know, when we're driving and we're shoulder checking, and it's kind of like the range of motion, like that he always has to look over his shoulder, you know, watch his back, energy is coming up. And his energy was very much geared that way, like to having to watch his back. And, you know, and then his back, at, you know, well, it was more his neck. He's got some issues with really looking at life, like looking at the past, looking at the future, or even being in the present. That, so we want to strengthen him left to right and right to left, that he could turn his head. And I'm seeing owls here, like just kind of, you know, like being able to really take a look at his life, and his past and his future is coming up. I'm going to give this over to Leroy now, and I'm going to do a little bit of work on that energetically. Leroy, what else is going on?
Delaine, is, you say, is there a case coming up? Is this being contested? Is it going to court?
Yes.
Okay. Now, one of the, you see, we all have benefits from our symptoms. And he has to demonstrate that he's really been hurt in order to collect.
So, yes, I think he has done that.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I said I think he has been demonstrating. He's been going through depositions and so on.
Yeah, we want to strengthen him for being totally well, regardless of what happens with the court case.
Yes.
So we want to disconnect so he's totally well, regardless of the accident, regardless of how the operation has gone, regardless of what they're diagnosing right now. We need to get him back to the place of wellness and vitality on automatic. So we're just going to strengthen him for that.
Okay.
And I would just like to check in with you and just ask, where are you at now? Has this shifted at all for you?
It does feel a little bit better, yes.
Yeah, does a little bit better have a number?
maybe a 6.
Okay, yeah, so you are moving this down. So as a mother, your concern?
Yes.
It's important for you to picture your son with a beautiful life, okay? I also was picking up some energy. Was there another car involved?
No, but my husband, his father also passed away in February, so that's taken a toll on my son as well.
Okay.
There so, wasn't another car involved. No, it was a rollover.
It was a rollover. Okay, so, yes. So we're just going to strengthen all of that, rolling over, being rolled, you know, Leroy?
Yeah, also Delaine. We need to strengthen you because it feels like you're going over into being overprotective, with over-mothering, over-nurturing, over-guarding, over-protecting, over-worrying, over-anxious, over-analyzing, over-internalizing. Does any of that sound familiar?
It sounds very familiar.
Okay. Now, you see, what's the worst thing that can happen if you stay in this overprotective state?
Well, I can ruin my health as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So let's get you neutral to staying overprotective, ruining your health, dragging your son down because he gets concerned about you, and both of you just get worse and worse. Clear a few hundred quadrillion layers to get you neutral to that. And what's the best thing that could happen if you're not in this overprotective place?
I guess we would just start to move on with life from here. Just, you know, take one day at a time and make the best of everything as much
right,
as you can.
Leroy, I don't want to interrupt, but we have to go for a quick break here. So if you hang on the line, Leroy and I will do some more work through the break and check back in with you. I'm Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com, TAILS from thevector.com and on social media, Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. Call in if you want an opportunity to shift your life into better. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
Hi everyone, this is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium-quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair-traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof here with me today, and I also have Delaine, who called in regarding her son. And Delaine, are you still there?
Yes, I am. Thanks.
All right. I just wanted to check in with you now. Like, where, you know, you were at a 9 when we started, like, for how much this was bothering you, and we want to move you down to a neutral place. What number are you at now?
Well, maybe I'm down to a 4.
Yes, that's what we were getting. Okay, Leroy.
Okay.
Do you want to tell her about what we were working on through the break?
Yes, what we were doing was getting you to neutral, because that's a very powerful, non-reactive place to be, and your energy stays strong. And before the break, we got you neutral to the worst scenarios. And you need to go neutral to the best, too, because we set up expectations. And when they're not met, we react. And with each of our reactions, whether it's to the best or the worst, we're weakening our energy and getting in the way of getting to where we really want to go. So we were getting you neutral to the very best of you and your son, being in total wellness and vitality, all on automatic, just as it is when we start into this life, instead of this weakness being on automatic. That's the clearing we did.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention for you that, you know, I can that I can feel that you're moving like into this place of neutrality. Sometimes it takes a little bit of time for that perception to catch up. So it's just strengthening that for you. And, you know, I wrote a book called The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. And it's, you know, stuff you wish your mom had known to tell you. And I talk about this in my book a lot, is that mothers are taught to worry about their children as a badge of honor. Like if you worry enough that bad things aren't going to happen to your children. And it's actually one of the most, the weakest places we can be as a mother. And what was coming up for me is that, you know, because your central nervous system, you know, your spine is like your the hard drive of your computer, bioenergetic computer, that we want to strengthen you, that you could have a spine, a strong spine, and that you could see your son as with a strong spine. And so focusing on that and just running the energy, like every time you have a negative thought coming in about the hopelessness of his future or the concerns around that, that you would instead go to this place where you run the energy just very quickly up and down your spine, and you also connect that to his, so that you're actually strengthening him with every thought, and every thought you have strengthens you and your son. And then so that the thoughts that he has also strengthen him and you. And I was working on that to be boosted and for you to be able to go to your heart and really see this beautiful, loving, strong future for your son. And so I just wanted to ask you right now, I just, before we let you go here, I just wanted to know, you know, where are you at now with all of this?
Maybe a 2. I feel a lot better.
Yeah. And so really this is going to change for the better for you more and more with every thought as you start to recognize when you're having these worry thoughts, okay? So we're just going to strengthen you, that you're to remind you that go on automatic, that you're going to be shifting into a place where you see your son healthy, strong, vibrant. Leroy and I both have worked with many clients. We do private sessions and, you know, we do seminars and, you know, and calls and this radio show. And I've seen many miracles take place. And see, this is the thing, is that once we let go of these energetic weaknesses, we can move forward in a strong way. Leroy, any last words for Delaine?
Yes, and this is something I would suggest you share with your son as well. There was a man in Germany who was given a year to live, and he was offered all kinds of treatments, which he refused. He came up with this little song that is, every little cell in my body is happy, and every little cell in my body is well. And that's what he did for a year, and he's completely healthy. And
yeah.
So I suggest this as a specific way of doing what Colette is talking about. In fact, I use this even like when I wake up at night. I'll start saying, and I'll refer to both my wife and myself, and I'll say, every little cell in our bodies is happy, and every little cell in our bodies is well. And notice how those two words, happy and well, just automatically help us get to a place of wellness.
Yes.
That sounds very simple.
Yeah. Healing comes from within. And so it is very simple. Your body knows exactly how to go back to homeostasis if you just get out of its way. So,
good way of saying it.
And so, you know, you feel much stronger to me right now. Your son feels much stronger to me. And so we just strengthen that for you, that, you know, this, you have this, like, that the antenna, you see on our cellular membrane, we have antenna that search for experiences. And so we want to strengthen now with this clearing for your son, that his antenna on his cellular membrane are searching for happy, well cells. I call that, okay. I like to call that a cell abrasion of life. So
oh, that's a great one, cell abrasion.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. And, thank you very much, both of you.
You can get in touch with me at info@thetruthisfunny.com if you want to let me know how things are going. And
right,
also, Leroy, how can she reach you?
info@EWBPaul.com.
Thank you for calling in, Delene.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help.
Wish you the very, very best, you and your son.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, lots of love to both of you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Leroy, this energetic shifting that we want to do here.
Yes. We want to focus on everybody who listens to this call, present and future. We want to take, first of all, everything that anyone who listens to this call, that they've experienced in the past about being afraid of love, love hurting, love being conditional, love making them too vulnerable. We want to deprogram that. We're going to just hit, again, the delete key on every single person's biocomputer. Whoever hears this or listens to this call, and others who just pick it up energetically, we want to help them hit delete for all those past negative experiences. And then we're going to, again, focus on their midline, each person, every person, on their midline, and strengthen them to 100%. And we want to refer to what each one of them feels is their highest level, whether it's true self, higher self, divine self, divine blueprint. We want them to pick up on that pattern of the highest self and then reprogram to that, so that when they think of love, it comes, they're able to open their heart, feel all the times where they felt love in any way, shape, or form that they felt it, where it is starting to be true love to them. And we want to expand that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's beautiful, Leroy. I can feel that energy in my heart. And so I just want to spin that out really strong, you know, for everybody listening here. Listening now, listening later. We do have a short break to take here, and we do have another caller on the line. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny. And I have Leroy Maloof here with me today, and we are so happy to do energetic shifting for those of you who are calling in. We'll be right back after this short break.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com. Get ready to rid yourself of all that is weighing you down and holding you back from living the life you want for yourself. Coming Clean, The Art of Transparency with Catherine Moss is a hit show for women in recovery who are ready to live life on purpose. Tune in and let Catherine help you live your truth one day at a time. Live each Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit the fearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
1230 WBLQ. This is Colette Marie Stephan. You are listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have Leroy Maloof on the show with me today. We've been clearing energy. We do have a caller and we have a little bit of time left. That was just before we take this call. I just wanted to say thank you, Leroy. That was a very beautiful, energetic pick-me-up, I'll call it, for people listening now and listening later. You know, going to the heart and really feeling that it's okay to feel this unconditional love for ourselves and for everybody else. And I just wanted to also thank all the people that, you know, have left these beautiful reviews for my book, The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, on, you know, it's at Amazon, Lulu. I thank you for your input there. And also, I just wanted to mention that I've also have a new book coming out. It's with 19 co-authors, and it's called Life Sparks. And it's about stories of inspiration to share with people to how to kind of move. My part of the book is the story of my father. You know, and how I ended up getting into this work, and it just so happens that yesterday was my the anniversary of my father, 13 years ago that he made his transition, and today is the would have been there, 44 plus 13, 57th wedding anniversary. So I just wanted to send some love out there to my dad across the veil also. And we'll take this call, Rose from British Columbia. Rose, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Rose. What can Leroy and I do for you?
I need some help with being able to sleep.
Okay. We don't have a whole lot of time left. So we are going to just strengthen that, you know, that this moves quickly. So on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, where are you at?
I'm probably at an 8.5.
Okay. So Leroy?
I know it feels more like a 12.5 to me. Tell us the difficulty you're having sleeping, and how old you are, and are you married?
I'm 47. I'm married. And what else was... What else did you need?
Wanted to know, what can you describe the difficulties you're having sleeping?
I get very high anxiety when I go to bed, and just to the point where I just don't want to sleep at all. So I force myself to stay awake.
Okay, what I'm picking up is about 8 past lives where you or someone you know was killed in bed when they were sleeping. And so there's this combination of anxiety, as you call it. It's like it's not safe to close your eyes and sleep. Does this make any sense to you?
Thank you.
Yeah, sleeping with one eye open all the time. Lots of, and what's coming up also is that, you know, deathbeds in general, like most of the time, like if people are in this day and age making their transition, they usually make it in, you know, a lot of people make it in a hospital bed. There's some energy coming in around that. Leroy, what else are you picking up for her here?
Oh, yeah, and also related to that, that same thing she's picking up from people in convalescent homes, nursing homes, also going to sleep and dying. So there's this, if you will, deep anxiety and fear. We need to go through all your past lives, all your experiences, and deprogram all that. Want to, again, wipe it off your hard drive. There's miasmas. These are kind of embedded negative thought forms that relate to dying while you're asleep. And there's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20. Wow, a lot of those. We're going to deprogram. We're going to wipe those off your hard drive as well. This is all kind of baggage, unconscious, non-conscious, that we bring forth in life. And because the reason why we bring it along again is because it has never been resolved in the past lives as well. So this is something we want to help you resolve now. We want to delete all the traumas, all the negative thought forms.
A lot of this is coming up cultural also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right.
There's a lot of cultural energy here.
And so every single incident from the past, every way it's affected you, again, hit the delete key. You know, every issue it brought up for you, trigger, too many triggers around this as well, which is part of what keeps you from sleeping. Again, we're going to hit the delete. And then we want to reprogram to the true self you, the unconditional love you, the higher self you. How do you refer to the highest form of you?
The higher self.
Okay, so we're reprogramming to that higher self you. That higher self you has been kind of pushed into the background. We want to again surround your heart with love and peace. And there's this beautiful energy coming in these days of the presence mm-hmm. of peace and life and energy. We're going to help you get full of that. And then to go deeper into that higher self you, all to your 100% positive infinity and beyond.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling way more relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Does relaxed have a number?
I would say probably down to like a 3.5, 4.
Yeah, I got you down to 2. We're going to run out of time here, so I just want to thank you for calling in and just, you know,
thank
strengthening
you
this, that you can get all the way down to 0 on this issue. Thank you for calling in. And Leroy, I just wanted, because we're going to be running out of time here very quickly, and I just wanted you to be able to say kind of some last words that you would like to leave with people before the end of this show?
That we be more aware again of how we have inhibited ourselves of being the true self, love of who we really are. And so what we want to do actually is strengthen everybody's awareness, their knowing, their perception of the true self, unconditional love that you really are. And from there to help you get your, increase your intuition and insight to get your right answers, your right actions, your right results and manifestation to live and be the true self that's really you.
That's absolutely beautiful. And, you know, like that's kind of what you and I decided on this show, that at this time, we both are feeling this huge, beautiful energy that's just so loving coming in. And wanted to share that with people. You know, the world is traveling, like everything's happening really fast right now. And there's like a certain uncertainty, certain uncertainty. That sounds kind of funny, but that's how it's coming up. That the only thing that's certain is uncertainty. And so we don't need to be in this place of where our world is kind of rocked and things are spiraling out of control. This is, you know, something that I learned as an emissary of the Resonance Project Foundation. One of the most beautiful things I learned is that, you know, science, like, you know, physics likes to say that, you know, we are spinning out of control. I don't feel that that's absolutely true. And so we want to strengthen that, you know, the events that are happening in the world right now. A lot of people, it's coming up that they feel like things are going from bad to worse. And things are not going from bad to worse. Things are just being revealed in a more, people are more aware of, more sensitive to the energies. And so, you know, we were talking earlier with that one caller about her son and the cellular membrane and the antenna on her cellular membrane. And having that, you know, a celebration. And so I just want to strengthen that for everybody that's listening now or later here, that we can go looking for situations that are troubling. We can focus on that. And a lot of people have a tendency, a lot of us have a tendency to not recognize that we are kind of so used to being a lot of people have been under a great deal of stress from the time they're very little. And sometimes what comes up here is that when things go calm, it's kind of like they're searching for another problem. And so we just strengthen that, that we don't have to go looking for problems. We can clear problems as they come up, but that we can go to our hearts and we can see a loving world, a peaceful world for all beings, for, you know, all beings. It's coming up, all sentient beings. I'm talking about the animals and everybody else. All right. So this is Colette Marie Steffen. Thank you, Leroy.
Thank you.
The Truth is Funny. Bye for now. We'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.